DeKalb County State's Attorney Clay Campbell doesn't hold back about his concerns regarding Northern Illinois University. In a recent interview with WNIJ, he said he feels the school is reluctant to address certain safety issues in and around campus over fears of bad publicity. Another concern cited by Campbell is transparency.
In my view, I've felt a distinct reticence on the part of the university to be open and honest about some of these situations that are going on.
For example, Campbell said he initially learned more about the Coffee Fund investigation and the administrative shakeup through news reports than from the university itself. The Coffee Fund probe was led by the campus police department. It involved looking into claims that NIU workers were selling university scrap metal and putting the money into an unauthorized bank account that university officials say they eventually shut down. The findings of the investigation were later turned over to Campbell's office, which announced the charges last week. In addition to the 8 current employees, another person charged in the case is Robert Albanese. He and another administrator left NIU in July after they signed separation agreements amid allegations of misconduct that were unrelated to the Coffee Fund investigation. Though some details surfaced in published reports, NIU did not provide specific information regarding the allegations, citing confidentiality clauses. As for Campbell's statements about the university, they come as the Republican runs for re-election. His opponent, Democrat Richard Schmock, says Campbell is off base in his criticism of NIU, especially when it comes to the Coffee Fund probe.
All public entities could benefit from an increase in transparency, but no public entity, be it the university or police department, should be revealing information about ongoing investigations until those investigations are complete.
To some people, it might appear that Campbell is trying to score political points right before an election. But he's not alone in voicing dissatisfaction with administrative openness at NIU. Republican State Representative Bob Pritchard, who represents the DeKalb area, is running unopposed in the fall election. Pritchard says recent events have him worried about the amount of information being relayed to the public by school administrators.
I share a concern that the public has expressed to me about the Coffee Fund issue and other issues that never seem to bring closure and are always left hanging without really a finality to them.
The interviews with Pritchard and Campbell were conducted prior to the charges being announced. Both men acknowledge that the Coffee Fund investigation isn't closed and that elements of it need to remain confidential while the matter is being dealt with. But when the case is closed, Pritchard says he wants the university to show it was thorough in addressing the matter and that the public isn't handed a whitewash. In addition to the concerns raised by the two elected officials, the campus newspaper published an editorial saying recent events deserve more transparency. Kim Griffo is executive director of the International Town and Gown Association, which helps institutions of higher learning build stronger relationships with their respective communities. Generally speaking, she says it can be a struggle for university administrators to try to be transparent while protecting the school's best interests.
Presidents are, beholden to board of trustees. And a lot of times the trustees or the regents don't live in that particular town. They're in other cities and not in direct communication with the city at large or, the community at large.
Still, Griffo says when dealing with sensitive matters, it's better for universities to get out in front of the situation and provide as much information as possible. She says keeping the public in the dark can have a damaging effect.
There are, several in both urban and rural settings that we have seen that have suffered consequences of, lack of communication and transparency.
When it comes to recent events at NIU, specifically the Coffee Fund probe, the university says from the beginning it has provided regular updates through the NIU Today website. The Media Relations Department says it has also gone to great lengths to be accessible to reporters. However, top administrators, namely University President John Peters, have not come out in the way of a public appearance to address the matter. He also declined to comment on the transparency issue during a recent interview with WNIJ when talking about his planned exit next year. Peters' departure is not in any way connected to the investigations. NIU spokesman Paul Palian says while school leaders haven't been holding regular news conferences to provide updates, the information that does come out includes a lot of their input.
Administrators are very engaged with the situation. They are involved in the process of putting together not only statements, but also dealing with what goes in, you know, on the administrative side of things.
Palian adds, when it comes to criminal investigations, administrators aren't given all the details and can only provide information as it comes to them. As for the perception issue, Palian says they are aware of it. He says the only way they can ease concerns in the community is to educate people about what's being done to inform the public.
What we're seeing right now is the process being played out. More information is becoming known as a result of the investigation. Many of the facts still have yet to be determined in these matters. So, you know, educating people on the process, it is a process.
Whether that will be enough to satisfy critics remains to be seen. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.